Well, I guess I'll say hello to my friends, Kiana and Meg, if they're listening. Hello. And
don't forget Rabbit Ears. He's out there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is good. Yeah. Now, how did you... let's see. Okay. I might as well take care of some business here. Okay. We've done the top of the hour. We do have to play a PSA, which I'll do in a second. I am... this hour, normally my show, Radio Zeke, runs 11 to noon on Wednesdays. This week, because there is something called a spring break, I'm told. Some of these low-life students at Tufts, and I say that with more like jealousy, because I can recall my spring breaks. And I can't really recall them, which proves I was there. Right? The spring break has claimed, for the purpose of her show, Gabriella the Hun. This would normally be her slot, noon to one. And she's up in Montreal. And hopefully she's been going into Grumpy's and listening to stuff like that. And hey there, Gabby. I'm hopefully going to do a good job for you. Let's see here. Let's see if we can do the PSA. Okay. Now, I'm showing off how you do the board. You put this slider up here, and then you pick a PSA from, let's see here, Breaking News for Women. This is a one-minute PSA.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Okay, now we've accomplished our legal requirements. It is 3 minutes and 25 seconds past the hour. Let's see here. I had a song queued up by your request to start with. Request being Caitlin Holly. She wants to begin with something here. And let's play this right now. This is...
I'm
we're back, and sitting here with Caitlin Holly, who is presently a student over across the river. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you, how did you find your way up here?
Well, I went to Berkeley has a 5-week camp that I went to a long time ago, and I just kind of fell in love with Boston and the city and the school, and it was always my dream to come up here, and I just went to community college for a while and just made it happen, I guess.
I know you play around town because I've seen you play with Grant Bloom, mm-hmm. and I saw you guys play at the Burren. If you get a chance, now you play as Grant and Holly.
Or Bloom and Holly.
Bloom
yeah.
and Holly. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay. But you've had a couple of different names. Grant, I'm sure, is listening out there at his day job. And I'll just tip my hat. You're dealing with some, like, frontline talent here. It's a real pleasure to watch these guys. I know Grant has played quite a bit in the Fort Worth area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's played a lot, like, everywhere pretty much in Fort Worth.
And he is one of these guys. Okay, you know me because I play around too.
Oh, yeah.
And, I play this kind of, fatalistic, bleak Towns of Van Zandt. Elliot Smith and Nick Drake walk into a bar and nobody walks out of the bar, that kind of stuff. In other words, I'm playing as few notes as possible because, let's face it, you only need, one note, the note of doom. But Grant plays quite a few notes.
Yeah, he plays all of them.
I didn't even know the guitar had that many chords. It's just stupid to watch you guys play. As I say, people in and around the Boston area should really make an effort. Do you have any shows coming up? Please hype yourself.
I am playing a show tomorrow, actually, at the Armory.
Over in Somerville?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little songwriter showcase thing.
Oh, do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm playing at 8:30, but there's going to be a lot of awesome people, so you should come out.
That's very good. All right, so what we are going to do now is have you play one of your songs. Now, the first one's called Into the Blue.
Yes.
Is this one recorded yet, or is it anywhere?
No, it is not recorded yet, but I am currently working on an EP, and this song is going to be on that EP.
All right, take it away.
All right.
Second guessing all the time, I swear I'm gonna lose my mind. And can't you see behind these lies I build to shut you out when all I need is to breathe? Can't get much tighter, and all I need is to be till my load's a little lighter, and all you do is. You drag me down to the blue. Into the blue. Oh. And salutations, you've resurfaced to the world again, and how long will it last? With broken hopes and dreams scattered across the board, it seems there's no branch to extend. 'Cause all I need is to breathe. Can't get much tighter, and oh, to the blue. And don't you know, with this life we have ain't just for a show. And whoa, don't you know, to your love any
right there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
When did you write that song?
I wrote it maybe about like 6 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime. It was in the middle of last year, in the summer, yeah.
So it was a summer song.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
Did you like feel like summery when you were writing it?
I was honestly it was just about like I was having like these feelings like with someone, and it was kind of like an argument type situation, and just needed to like get it all out, you know, like kind of just clear the emotions and get all of it out and just sing it.
did that work? Was it cathartic?
Yeah. You know, usually that's how my songs happen, is I just feel this certain way and I can't really get rid of this feeling, and then a song just comes out and I immediately feel better.
You know, all right, we're going to play a couple of songs that you've selected.
Okay.
The next one that you're going to play, which isn't now, I'm going to play another one first, but what are you going to play after this?
I think that I am going to play my song. It's called Steady Hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But speaking about, you know, getting things out, this one you'll recognize.
With his shame, oh, shame, babe.
That's a great song right there. I mean, you should see us in the studio. We're bopping along too. But so there's somebody who sang something. Yeah, I mean, yeah. She, you think she knew how to sing a little bit?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. And she's. I was going to say, you know, it, in terms of cathartic, unfortunately, for the world, you know, she left it all out there, and you know that song didn't make it any better for her.
But, oh yeah.
But you know, there are these artists out there. Now let's talk about that for a minute. What do you think of this tortured artist myth? You know, the Lord Byron, Chopin, you know, people who are, Rilke, you know, people who are too sensitive. Yeah, Amy, Nick Drake.
Yeah, know. Like, kind of like the idea that you need some kind of turmoil in order to be this great artist.
Yeah, well, is this true or is this a myth that...
I think it probably helps, I'm not going to lie. I think that there's something you get from like feeling so low that you can just push yourself with music so much more. And it's just such a release, and it's just such a way of expression that those like deep-seated emotions. I think there's some truth to it for sure.
Do you take songwriting classes over at Berkeley, or is it performance? What are you studying there, actually?
I'm actually going to do business over there.
Oh, okay. So in other words, this is like you'd like to actually not starve to death.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah. Yeah.
You know, Berkeley is pretty good at that. I've noticed, you know, you can walk into a bar in Prague or in San Francisco or, you know, San Marcos, Texas, people know Berkeley all over the world. And I think part of that is because one of the things that you pick up when you're over there is how to get a job.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely help you out with that.
But it's also, you know, like the mindset. It's not just that they do help you. And I guess Belmont University down in...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. And Emerson locally. And BU locally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of places. Music is kind of a tough haul. It's, you know, watching the people around here that play even open mics like I do, or, you know, occasional, like, you know, cheapo shows, or even like bigger shows, you get amazing talent and people are working for $100 a night, and it's a hard way to make a living. It really is.
Oh yeah.
Now we were talking about this before. Okay. So your song, the new one, well, I guess they're both kind of new, but the one that you're about to play, Steady Hands, is this, have you, in theory, if you had this, you know, registered with a performing rights organization like ASCAP or BMI, you could actually get paid probably 11 cents. I think it's the going rate per spin. Now, are you, in fact, a member?
No, I am not. I just need to, I've been trying to like research which one should I do? Like, but honestly, I just need to pick one and stick with it. And yeah, I just need to decide.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you look and you think, well, you know, Hendrix was, you know, ASCAP.
Yeah.
But before he moved over to CSAC, which is the one that you have to be invited to. Well, and then Dylan was BMI. So,
you know, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're thinking, well, am I more like Hendrix? Or, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're giggling, but, you know, in the back of your mind, they're selling that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we're looking forward to your incipient recording career and performing career. But in the meantime, since we have you here as a captive, why don't you play your song here, Steady Hands?
Okay.
And I'll keep a steady hand. No more changing like the seasons, cause there's just no rhyme or reasons for my wake. And I could break the world in two. We'll tiptoe around the insides, y'all. Never stay away from here. Someone swallow my pride. Can't ever look me in the eye. Why not take a chance on me? Cause even if I fall, I'll get right on my feet. Always looking forward and ahead. Cause I know that I'll be broken, but not dead. but still I fight today. Well, so much that I've left undone, and so much that I've left unsaid. Someone swallow my pride. Can't have a look me in the eye. And why not take a chance on me? 'Cause even if I fall, I'll get right on my feet. Always looking forward and ahead. 'Cause I know that I'll be broken but not dead. And I'll keep a steady hand. No more changing like the seasons. Well, no more rhyme or reasons for my wake. And I could break the world in two. Tiptoe around the answers you'll never stay away from here. Someone swallow my pride. Can't have a look me in the eye. And why not take a chance on me? 'Cause even if I fall, I'll get right on my feet. Always looking forward and ahead. 'Cause I know that I'll be broken but not dead. Yes, I know that I'll be broken but not dead.
I'm so jealous of the way that you sing. Very nice.
Thank you.
So when did you write that one?
I wrote that one last year as well, probably right before I made the big move to Boston, actually.
Yeah. This is that's a happy song. I would say that's a happy song.
Yeah, it's kind of about I was just working a lot right before I came here, and it's just kind of about, getting stuff done, working right, hard and right, making it happen.
Well, do you sing female harmony, meaning two females, or do you sing pretty much by yourself and then occasionally you sing with Grant?
Typically, yeah, I sing I just sing by myself, and then Grant will do harmonies with me sometimes, right, or I'll do harmonies right on his stuff. Right. We've played in a band together as well where I sang harmonies and played the bass for a while. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fun to sing back up sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you sing? Okay, so here we are in Fort Worth, and you guys are down there, and it's probably Friday night, and you've been booked into some bar. What is the bar?
Probably the Grotto in Fort Worth.
Is this like a bar where you've got chicken wire and people are throwing things at the stage?
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is more of a listening room, but
Yeah, it's just a little dive bar, everyone pretty much knows each other, all the people that come up, it's all the same musicians, and we all just hang out and see each other's shows.
So it's a scene.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, now, okay, so how big is this room? Paint a picture for the listening audience.
I mean, I'm not very good with...
Is it bigger than the Burn?
No. They have two rooms.
Yeah.
So I'd say the first room is probably a little smaller than that main big one in there. And then the other one, they just have a pool table in the room and giant Jenga.
The music is in, not with a pool table.
They have that separated.
Yeah. So you've got a good night would be 50, 60 people in there?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Okay. So working musician. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it, you have... I'm trying to put myself into this room. So yeah. Is it a Budweiser bar? Do they have Bud signs over the bar, or
no,
is it Miller?
Probably. I guess I would say Miller. It's more of Shiner.
Okay. Of course, Texas. Yeah, absolutely. All right. I'm not sure we're supposed to talk about alcohol on air. Oh. I think that's one of the things. You're not allowed to say that you're drunk on air. I know that, but we're not. We're as sober as a pastor and Mrs. Pastor. So let's see here. Suggested another one here, and I'll just play this. And we'll talk about what brought you to this.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on. come when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out, she says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches, there will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
I love the way that ends.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can see there's, I mean, that's a Lennon McCartney song, but it doesn't happen without George.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now, okay. So since you're here and you picked a Beatles song, now you have to defend your choice of who the best Beatle was.
Oh, okay. My personal favorite is Paul McCartney, but that's just my personal favorite.
Because a lot of people are going to stand up for George, and once in a while you get somebody who's going to say Ringo, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen, you know, because, you know, and then you've got the Stu Sutcliffe fans, you know, because Stu would have been a Beatle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Pete Best, who was a Beatle, but they threw him out. Yeah. The great story about Pete Best, of course, is that his mother ran the Cavern. Not the cavern. It was the other place where they originally played, where John's silhouette is still on the wall that his Cynthia had painted.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, this is, like, really great stuff. Yeah, well, okay, so while that was playing, I said, well, you know, what made you pick that? And, yeah, because in a way, sometimes Beatles, it's a little bit out of fashion. You know, it's not quite as hip. It's, you know, when I'm 64, that sort of
thing.
Oh,
I love that song, though. Yeah.
It is a great song, isn't it? Yeah, but, I mean, and that's all Paul, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I like that, like, happier kind of stuff, which is probably why Paul is my favorite. I mean, he's written some sadder things, too, but...
Did you like, you know, Paul and Linda together, like, in his solo career?
I did, yeah. Actually, I do like Wings, and I like Paul and Linda, yeah. I don't know. They put out some really good music.
No question. I mean, I have this constant discussion with my college roommate, who's the biggest Beatles fan of all. But he is more of a John Lennon fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is always trying to go back in time because, like, if he had been there, maybe he could have been a Beatle.
Yeah.
You know, and it changed everything. And this was, you know, the beginning of the modern world. All due respect to Chuck Berry, of course.
Yeah, right.
Because Chuck Berry really was the beginning of the modern world. But what you said before was, you know, once in a while, just need to listen to some Beatles.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's one of those like artists that you just... Like, I go through my day, and then I'm like, I really need to hear the song by them. And then I listen to it, and I don't know, the Beatles are kind of the only, like, they're one of the only artists that anytime I listen to one of their songs, like, I'm immediately into it. It's never like, oh, here's this one again, you know, it's always like, yeah, and you just kind of get into it, and at least I do.
Yeah. I might try and pick up another one, which is from a slightly later period, while you're playing here. Okay, so you're going to play... another couple songs of your own, and this next one is called what do we have here? Answers.
Yes, yeah.
And tell me, before you play it, like, set the stage, if you can. Set the scene. Where are we?
This is kind of a more somber song. I think it's about trying to, like, find your way in the world and, you know, like, working towards something and then, you know, getting there and then kind of being like, okay, now what? You know what I mean? You've made it to what you want and now, like, you have to figure out what the next step is and just kind of, like, going through life like that.
All right, take it away. Right. Answers, Caitlin Holly.
Questions my mind. Clockwork tears and ancient fears rolling. Just in time it seems, but I still try. Well, don't question my reaction. I'm just passing by. Oh, and everywhere I go, nobody seems to know. Well, the answers. Made before, I've forgotten who I was and I've forgotten my place, it seems, but I still try. I will, don't question my reaction. I'm just passing by. Oh, and everywhere I go, nobody seems to know. Well, the answers. It's hard to find myself these days. I've forgotten who I was and I've forgotten my place, it seems, but I still try. I will, don't question my reaction. I'm just passing on by. Whoa, and everywhere I go, nobody seems to know. Well, the answers. Thank you.
That's a great song right there.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's you can do another one. Why don't I just spool right into it? This one's called Set Me Right.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Just sent for me late at night when the blues are nipping at my heels. Oh, I need something real. Cause if I have to lose, I wanna lose to you. Babe, won't you be my guide? Cause I feel so lost with. Need your love, set me right. And take me to your garden, baby, up beneath your willow tree. Tell me all I need to hear and show me all I wanna be. Cause I know that if I have to lose, without the light, I need your love to set me right. Need your love to set me right. And don't be afraid, dear, cause and I could never stay away from your love. Even when I'm far away, dear, home is when I'm wrapped up in your touch. Cause if I have to lose, I wanna lose to you. Babe, won't you be my guide? Cause I feel so lost without the light. I need your love to set me right. I need your love to set me right. Need your love to set me right. Need your love to set me right. Why don't you love? 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 Why don't you love?
Great song. That's an excellent song right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I really like that. I'm just going to hit this one because it seems to go with it.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see whatever in you was my great sin. What can I do? You win again. I'm sorry for your tune his head like mine will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain. And someday say you win again. You have no heart, you have no shame. You take true love and give the blame. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still. You win again.
All right. Well, you can see why I segued into that one, because if I'm going to lose, I'd rather lose to you. And, of course, the great Hank Williams, "You Win Again." You know, yeah, there's some familiar lines of, I won't call it lines of country in the sense that, you know, we're talking country music, but when you're a songwriter, you're covering some ground that other people have covered, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the concept of winning and losing in the great game
of
life.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And we're having a great time in here. I really want to thank you for coming in.
Oh, no. Thank you.
It's a real pleasure.
Yeah.
You can introduce your. We have an in-studio audience.
Oh, yes, we do.
You can identify these folks.
My mom, Susan, and her boyfriend, Chuck, are here today, just hanging out.
You guys
are in town.
You guys come up from Texas?
Kansas City.
Oh, from Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, all the way from Kansas.
Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Kansas. Yeah, they live out in the country.
Yeah. Well, it's something people don't do enough of here in Boston, because, you know, I imagine a lot of people listening have been in Kansas City, and that's why I say Kansas City, Missouri, because Kansas City, Kansas is different Kansas City, totally. And I'm kind of familiar with that area a little bit, and I've had some extremely good barbecue there.
Yeah.
At a place called La Jake's. It was real good barbecue. But unfortunately, I think, you know, the cosmopolitan East Coast tends, and the West Coast in London, they tend to look at, you know, the middle of the country as sort of this great, you know, tabula rasa, you know, this the white space on the map.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what actually happens out there? Well, you know, once in a while, you know, Merle Haggard came from out there and he had to fight Indians and, you know, and bears and stuff like that. But actually, it's in many ways a much better place to live than
yeah
here. And people are not in any way, shape, or form inferior. I remember I came, you know, this is it's sort of a hard lesson. If you have spent most of your life, you know, in the Metroplex, you know, Boston, Washington, New mm-hmm. York, I had a job many years ago where I had to go down to Birmingham, Alabama. I was an expert witness in a legal case. I'm a computer guy. I have some computer experience. So there's this big legal case, and it involved some guy who was selling these long duration extended warranties on used cars. The sort of thing where you immediately sniff the air and, you know, there's crime in the air. You know, everything about this is criminal. And sure enough, the guy was a criminal. And I won't identify him in case he got acquitted and then I get sued, but he was a class A criminal, and he had gone after the deep pockets. He'd gone after the reinsurance mm-hmm. company. He was selling these insurance policies, but they were backed up by somebody, and then ultimately there's a big insurance company in Switzerland that was holding the bag, and he took them for $40 million or something like that. So they brought me in because I was going to like analyze all the computer records.
Man.
And I went down there and I was like camped out in this hotel. And I was thinking, Birmingham, Alabama, what do I know about this place? You know, I know about race riots and, you know, you know, just bad stuff. And you know, people down there, they talk with like a really thick accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can barely understand it. And your first reaction is, well, these people are dumb. And your second reaction is, this guy just picked my pocket. He's not dumb. He's talking dumb because he knows that I'm not going to pay any attention to him. And this guy's sharper than Einstein. I mean, he's doing sums in his head, you know, fifth derivatives and stuff like that. So, you know, and there's a lot to be said for getting on the road and maybe not even coming back. You know, Fort Worth is a fine place.
You know, it's interesting. Like when Grant and I moved up to Boston, we actually drove up here. Yeah. So we saw like all of America. Yeah. Like it was just pretty neat. Like yeah. all that middle part you're talking about, though.
Yeah, well, you go through, well, you're coming from Fort Worth, so you would have gone through Tennessee. You would have gone through parts yes. of maybe West Virginia.
Yes.
I should play one of my songs for you called Lou Jane. It's about oh, yeah. a town called Jane Lou in West Virginia. Huh. And I was intrigued because, you know, it must have been named after somebody. So I wrote the yeah. song called Lou Jane. You like it, actually.
Yeah,
you probably
no,
sing it better than I can.
Oh.
all right. So let's do another one here.
Okay.
What do you got? This one is called Stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Never really known what and I'm supposed to do. So don't ask me a question, 'cause I won't have a clue. And I know things can seem a little contrite. I won't lose this momentum just 'cause I've lost my sight. I don't have all the time. In the world, oh, you better stop wasting all your time, girl. Oh, you better stop wasting all your time. I'll do my best, I promise, with and all that I have. If I could see the future, I know it wouldn't make me glad. And all I need is just a little bit of time to figure out what's stopping me from living my life. I don't have all the time in the world. Oh, and you better stop wasting all your time, girl. Wasting all your time. And woe in the future, well, don't look back in vain, 'cause time keeps on moving forward. Don't go chasing, well, everything that brings you down, that brings you down. Whoa, you better stop wasting all your time, girl. Wasting all your time, girl. Whoa, you better stop wasting all your time.
Another real fine song. Thank you so much. How old is that one?
I wrote that one about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I'm watching you. I'm sitting here watching you play your guitar. You got a seagull.
Yeah.
which is it actually sounds great. It's a great guitar.
Oh, yeah. I love this guitar. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm watching you play. You're playing, you know, a couple augmented chords. You're not playing like real super fancy stuff. You're just, you know, hitting the basic chords. And,
yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing guitar since I was about like 13. I should be better than I am.
You're good enough.
But yeah, I've been playing for a hot minute now. Yeah.
Is that true? Mom, what did you buy her first guitar?
Well, no, actually my first guitar was my dad's. Like, my dad tried to learn the guitar and he gave up. And so we had a guitar that sat in the attic for years, and then we pulled it out one day, and it was so old that, like, I remember I strummed it and all the strings broke on it.
Yeah.
And, I learned, we had some family friends that, there are a lot of musicians, our family friends, and they taught me A minor. I remember that. And then
that's the Dark Prince of chords. Go ahead. Give me an A minor right now. There you go. Yeah, yeah,
ooh, yeah.
The Dark Prince of chords. Although there's D minor.
Oh, yep. There's a D minor. All the minors.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when you come down to it, you really only need one. Right? Okay. If you're writing real dark stuff. Okay. So you're going to spin out here with one last song, and then I'll play a Beatles song at the end. And this one's called No.
Yes. Yeah.
K-N-O-W.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Woke up at 2 to discover the news that you never breathe a word to me again. A wall broke down and I tumbled to the ground as sobs took me and shook me to the core. Wish I could believe that you were happy and free, a heaven if only for you. Make me a sign, fill me with the light that I've seen in so many different faces. I need to know, and I wanna know, and I need to know you're there. Cherry blossoms bloomed as the clock struck noon, a sign delivered, but I knew not what to do. And as a child I remember well, joining in praise, but as time wore me down, doubt slowly took its place. Wish I could believe, but a fear takes hold of me. Breathless, I start to run. Make me a sign that there's more to this life than just living day to day alone. And I need to know, and I wanna know, and I need to know you're there. Can't help but wonder when depression held me under, that you were just looking the other way. But I've been alone for so long, the strength to carry on,
windows with each passing day. Wish I could believe that you were waiting there for me with open and outstretched arms. Make me a sign, fill me with the light that I'm seeing in so many different faces. And I need to know, and I wanna know, and I need to know you're there.
Bingo. Great song. Real nice song.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a real pleasure having you in here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And just, you'll be playing tomorrow night over at the Armory.
Yes.
And do you have social media that people can follow you on?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, just Caitlin Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Caitlin Holly Music?
No, it's just Caitlin Holly, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that, you know, we will be hearing from you and also you and Grant together.
Of course. Yeah.
You've got, I'm just sitting here, like, as I say, just very jealous. You've got a lot of control and a big range.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I can see why you like Amy Winehouse, but you're not like Amy Winehouse, but like, you know, and anyway, so, yeah. It's different when you're actually sitting in the studio, because all you folks out there in great radio land can't see what's going on. But when you listen to it completely unplugged, because when the microphone is on, there's no studio monitor, so you have to listen to it, you know, just like guitar and voice. This is good stuff. This is, I'm real pleased. All right, so I'm going to play this one song, little rock and roll for you here, Beatles song.
Sheepdog, standing in the rain. Bullfrog, doing it again. Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocent